Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The worst attack on a Jewish synagogue in U.S. history has caused synagogues to become fortresses here in the United States and in the European Union. That's the headline. John Rood will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The synagogues in Europe. Now there's much concern about what's going on with the rise of anti-Semitism, not only across the entire European Union, but the world, in fact, and here in the United States, with the dastardly act of killing 11 Jews in Pittsburgh synagogue. Now the European synagogues are like a fortress. Are the Jews there in Europe, John, fearing for their life because of this attack in Pittsburgh?
There's always been a history of anti-Semitism in Europe. And of course, there's been huge terrorist attacks and so forth. And so through these last decades in Europe, they have really incorporated a very multi-layered security system for the synagogues and Jewish sites, for example. In Brussels, the Jewish Museum was attacked in 2014. Four people were killed. And soldiers on the street are a common occurrence in Brussels. Molenbeek, which has been the hotbed for the area where many of the terrorists have been coming from, I do agree that in the United States, there'll be a tendency now to incorporate what would be more a European model of security, which has been there for a long, long time. The very first time that I landed in Brussels, to my surprise of walking off the plane, my first sight was a guard with a machine gun. Of course, You're quite used to that traveling in the Middle East. And this was 1982. And then I had learned that there had been an attack on an LL airplane in Brussels as well. So I think there's a very realism in Europe as a whole. The Jewish sites are highly protected, and it's been something that's continued for many, many years. It does appear that they'll take some time and a great deal of expense to up the security in the United States after this horrific event.
John Rood with the details about how synagogues in the United States and the European Union are becoming fortresses to protect Jews from terrorism in their places of worship. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The recent attack on a Jewish synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, has alerted the Jewish world, Jews around the world, of this rise in anti-Semitism. These attacks on Jews will intensify until a time when two out of every three Jews in the world will be killed in the tribulation period, the time of Jacob's trouble. The Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ, will return, however, to save the other one-third of the Jewish people from this terrible time of judgment. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...